Louisiana is the focus of this week's States of the Union. As the state continues to clean up after Hurricane Gustav, we look at the political fallout of the hurricane season. And joining me now to discuss what matters to voters in the Bayou State is Jan Mueller, a staff writer for the State Capitol Bureau of the Times-Picayune. I'm very pleased to welcome him to the show today. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Governor Bobby Jindal has only been in office since January of this year. Did he handle Hurricane Gustav well? And would anybody have done poorly after the beating of that former Governor Kathleen Blanco received and the way she handled Katrina?
Well, I think anybody would have gotten better reviews than Governor Blanco did, but Jindal has certainly gotten rave reviews today. So far for his handling of the storm. Now, of course, it was a very different storm. Katrina left 80% of New Orleans underwater, and Gustav, while it was a wide storm that affected large portions of the state, the biggest problem was power failure, and it just didn't bring the flooding problems. But Jindal certainly, beginning before the storm, held a series of briefings and really kind of gave a picture of being in control from the start, and so far the reviews from Democrats and Republicans alike have been rave.
The hurricane caused $2 billion in damage, even though it was not Katrina, left a lot of debris. Has everything been cleaned up by now?
No, in Baton Rouge was actually much harder hit than New Orleans and in most parts of the state. There's still, I can tell you, in front of my house, there's about a 12-foot pile of debris. But most of the power has come back now. There's only, I think, fewer than 60,000 homes without power. And that was down from almost a million right after the storm. So things are getting back to normal, but there's still certainly a lot of aftershocks still being felt. And, of course, the southwest part of the state right now is girding itself for Hurricane Ike.
And Bobby Jindal, even though he's a staunch Republican, has been rather critical of FEMA's response to Gustav. How has the agency responded to his criticism over a shortage of food deliveries to shelters throughout the state?
They've been a little bit defensive about it. I mean, they say that they did pre-position supplies and that they did have, they did underestimate the amount of food and water that would be needed and the amount of tarps. But, and that's one of the things that Jindal did differently is he kind of, when problems cropped up, he was fairly quick to deal with them, and he's been pretty open about lashing out at people who aren't doing their jobs. So he's... He certainly presented a much different picture to voters than Governor Blanco did.
Well, he ran for governor before in 2003, but lost to Kathleen Blanco. She stressed his youth throughout that campaign. What did he do during the 4 years between to help himself get elected in 2007?
The conventional wisdom in 2003, of course, he wasn't as well known. He started in 2003 at around 4% of the vote and managed to get himself into the runoff. But he didn't do as well in North Louisiana, which is a heavily Republican part of the state, as other Republicans had done. And what he did in the interim, he got himself elected to Congress, but he also spent an awful lot of time going to churches and just kind of doing grassroots work in those parts of the state and stressing his background as a convert to the Catholic faith and really built a big base of support among evangelical Christians in the northern part of the state. And I think a lot of people think that helped him do much better with those voters who may have been a little suspicious of him 4 years earlier, maybe in part because his Indian origin.
Did Louisianians take the speculation that he was in the running to be John McCain's vice presidential pick seriously?
It was a lot of fun speculation, but I think he's only been governor for 8 months, and one of the criticisms you hear about Jindal is that he hasn't stayed in one job for very long. So Jindal was very quick to kind of tamp it down every time we asked him about it, and we certainly asked him about it every chance we got. But I think most people didn't seriously expect him to be picked this time, although most people expect that he'll be looking at the White House at some point in the future.
Now, Gustav wiped out almost half of the state's cotton crop, 40% of the sweet potatoes, at least 35% of pecans, 12.5% of the sugar cane, The fishing industry also took a hit. Is agriculture a major part of the state's economy still?
It's a huge part of the economy, especially, you know, obviously the rural areas, and it remains to be seen how that's going to come back. Now, that's not an area I've been reporting on, but I did drive through South Louisiana right after that Gustav rolled through, and you could see the sugar cane had just been flattened by it. So it'll be interesting to see how that industry recovers, but certainly that's a huge part of our rural economy.
And now a tropical storm warning for New Orleans was issued in anticipation of Hurricane Ike. Does it look like it's going to hit?
Well, there's some flooding already on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. There's going to be some storm surge, but it looks like New Orleans is going to take a glancing blow at most in the same. But we don't know yet how it's going to affect the southernmost coastal parishes, Terrebonne and Lafourche, and the Lake Charles region, which is has a lot of oil refineries and a lot of energy production offshore. They look like they're on the eastern side of the eye, so it looks like they're going to take quite a hit from Ike when it roars ashore later today.
Is the port of New Orleans still an important part of the economy, considering the fact that it was scaled back after Katrina?
It has been scaled back, but the word is that it's coming back very well, and Louisiana has been running large budget surpluses in the last couple of years, and the state has been taking a lot of that money to improve its transportation infrastructure and putting a lot of money into its ports. So the state certainly considers that a huge, one of the big advantages that New Orleans has is the first big city at the mouth of the Mississippi, and as long as the Mississippi is there, I think New Orleans is going to have a vital role to play in world trade.
Didn't Gustav delay a few congressional primaries? The state has an interesting primary system, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have an open primary system, although it's changed for federal elections, where it used to be that the top two finishers, regardless of party, if no candidate got over 50%, met in a runoff. And the way we do it now is that, all the Democrats run in one primary, the Republicans in another primary, but if no person gets more than 50%, then there's a party runoff. So the primary was supposed to, the first primary was supposed to be September 6th, and that was delayed. That's been delayed till October 4th. And of course, the big election in New Orleans is there's a whole bunch of people challenging Congressman Bill Jefferson, who, as you know, is facing a corruption trial. So we thought we were going to have a little more clarity by now, but that's been pushed off for another month.
But he seems to have been able at least to hold on, despite the scandal. At one point, the House Democratic leadership tried to remove him from his committee assignments, so he's still there.
He doesn't have any committee assignments, and he doesn't have much to do in Washington, but he has a core base of support in New Orleans. And when you have so many challengers, and mostly Democrats trying to unseat him, he only needs probably 15 to 20% of the vote to finish in the top two and get into the runoff. So I think the speculation, and nobody really knows much. There hasn't been much polling in the race, and it's just kind of tough to tell because what voters in New Orleans are going to do. But there's a lot of speculation that he could get into the Democratic runoff, and if you happen to be the Democratic primary and that the Democratic nominee in that district, you're almost certain to win because it's a heavily Democratic district, and whoever the Republicans put up there is not going to be given much of a chance.
My guest is Jan Mueller, a staff writer for the Times-Picayune's Capital Bureau. We're talking about Louisiana as part of our States of the Union series. In most of the country considers what happened with Katrina to be a turning point for George Bush's presidency. But it's my sense that Louisiana is going to go solidly Republican in the presidential race. Is that true?
That's correct. John McCain is considered a heavy favorite here, and the irony, I think, is where so many people around the country view Katrina as a failure of the federal government. I think people who watched it here in Louisiana are more apt to spread the blame among state, local, and federal governments. So it certainly did Maybe erode some confidence in Bush, but it also was a big political blow for Kathleen Blanco and a lot of local officials. I mean, people just kind of view it as a lot differently here on the ground than I think people in other parts of the country.
Because Hurricane Katrina displaced so many people, voter turnout declined from 2006 to 2008. Does that help one party more than another?
We don't know yet.
Because many of them were poor, and I suspect many of them would have been Republicans. Would have been Democrats. What am I saying?
Convention, well, New Orleans has lost a lot of population. I mean, there are about 200,000 fewer people in New Orleans, and a lot of them were African American. But we don't know that those people all left the state. Many of them could be still in Louisiana, just not living directly in New Orleans because some of these neighborhoods haven't come back. So there's a lot of speculation about how that meant. And also, you have just to the east of New Orleans, southeast, was St. Bernard Parish, which was even harder hit than New Orleans by Hurricane Katrina. That was a heavily white, heavily Republican parish. So some of the loss of population in Orleans is offset by the population loss in more Republican areas of the state. But it's going to be very interesting to see. We have a Senate race coming up where Mary Landrieu is defending her seat, and she's won both her previous elections in very, very close elections and helped heavily by the African-American vote in and around Orleans. And so one of the first tests, I think, is going to be that election, and that's coming up, of course, in November.
She's considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the Senate. But she is probably one of the most socially conservative Democrats in the Senate. She was one of the three Democratic senators to vote for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The others were from Hawaii. So is that because Louisiana is an oil production state, or are there other factors there?
I think it's mostly because we are an oil state. It's the same way Democrats in Detroit will support, will vote against fuel economy standards, even if the rest of the party doesn't. Louisiana has a long history with oil and gas extraction. We've had drilling off the coast here forever. People are very comfortable with that. So being pro-drilling is just good politics in Louisiana. And she's done a pretty good job of kind of positioning herself in the ideological center of the U.S. Senate, and she's made oil drilling one of her signature issues.
Has the spike in oil prices been a financial boon to the state and the state economy?
Absolutely. That's that plus the flood of hurricane relief dollars after Katrina is the big reason why Louisiana is running record surpluses. So we've been kind of countercyclical to the rest of the country, where we haven't had the same housing crisis that other parts of the country has. So it's been very good for the economy, and it's it shows no signs of slowing down right now.
Now, Don Kazayu won a seat in a special election last winter in a district that had been solidly Republican for 30 years. How was he able to appeal to voters who tended to elect Republicans?
This is the district around Baton Rouge, and he comes from a rural part outside of Baton Rouge. So he was able to do well with the rural voters, and he's, of course, a socially conservative Democrat in the Mary Landrieu mold. But he also was blessed with probably the only Republican who he could have beaten in a runoff, and that's Woody Jenkins, who is known as a very, very socially conservative former state legislator, but I think viewed by a lot of the business community as perhaps a little extreme. So he got lucky in his opponents, and it's going to be a very tough race for him to get back, to hold on to that seat now when he has to run for a full term in November.
Well, it's interesting to look at Louisiana. You would think that a state with low incomes, low workforce participation rates, low levels of education, a history of populism that went back to Huey Long, would be solidly Democrat. Is it social conservatism that skews it the other way?
It's a social conservatism, and it's kind of the Republican brand that has done well throughout the South for a generation now. Has taken hold in Louisiana, particularly among white voters. So now Louisiana was an outlier for a long time. We voted for Clinton in 92 and 96 when a lot of other states did not. And a lot of that owed to, Louisiana, the northern part, looks much like other southern states. It's, heavily, Baptist and Protestant, whereas South Louisiana is very Catholic and Cajun, and a lot of those voters stayed in the Democratic camp longer than others in the South.
Although Louisiana has the second highest percentage of blacks in its population, is race a major political fault line?
Absolutely, absolutely. African Americans in the state vote, well over 90% Democratic, and of course, this is the state that had David Duke in the runoff for governor in 1991, and I don't think he got more than a handful of black votes. And by contrast, white voters tend to go heavily Republican.
I want to meet that handful of black voters who voted for David Duke.
I don't know. I don't know if they'd identify themselves, by contrast, whites tend to vote, 60 to 70% for Republican candidates.
Jan Mueller is a staff writer for the Times Picayune in its Capitol Bureau, and I want to thank you so much for being on today's States of the Union look at Louisiana.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.